Verna, thank you very much for doing this. First of all, just as a bit of an icebreaker, comments on the fact that you were in town last night talking about some of the trees in Peace River.
I was asked to come up to Peace River by some citizens that were concerned about a project going on in front of their place on 99th Street. And they asked me to come up and look at the trees and help them determine if the trees are safe to retain for the construction. And as a consulting arborist, I do a lot of this work all over Western Canada, and I just thought, what the heck, I might as well pop up and have a look. And they also asked me to do a presentation just about retaining mature trees.
What were some of your findings?
Basically, for the trees along 99th Street that I looked at 13 trees. The health of the trees was very good. It ranged from good to very good. Structural stability was very good, again, on all of them. And when I look at trees for how they can be mitigated for construction, there's some larger elms that the construction will be closer to their root flare on the roadside. And there's some measures that the town can take in place to, you know, make sure that that isn't as negative as it can be. And it's things like having an arborist or a forester on site when the digging occurs on that roadside, and then making sure that any roots that are to be impacted are cleanly cut, and any of the root zones left open during the construction, they should be burlapped and watered and kept wet. So there's some basic best management practices that we follow as arborists for construction sites. So those are things that I've presented in a draft report to my client, the citizens, and I think things will go over quite well.
How has been the contact or the the talking with, for lack of a better term, with the authorities, like the construction company, the town, et cetera?
Yes, I was pleased that I could meet with the town and the engineering firm that's responsible for this project. And they appeared open to receive my report and my findings. There was not any confirmation that that would be followed up, but they seemed open to receive it. As far as the contractors, I'm not sure in that regard, but my visit with the town and the engineers was positive.
Do you think an equitable solution between the parties can be reached?
I absolutely do. I find over the years when citizens get really concerned about trees, and then there just has to be a bit of a learning curve of the citizens and then of the management or of the town municipality. And I find that once they get engaged and see that there's so much information that is out there that now available on the web or through, you know, people like myself that works as consultants even from a distance, it's quite easy to try and put something in place like a good tree management plan or some type of best management practices on construction sites.
Does this open the eyes to future projects that may have things like this affected?
Yes, I think that it would be really proactive if they placed into their scope of work with the contractors that there has to be some better information about what kind of trees are there, what kind of health are they in, what can be done. So yes, I think that that would be a real positive. And that's also a positive for the citizens. The get together last night, there was like over 40 people there. And people seem to understand that, you know, yeah, we have larger trees, but we do want to keep them. Their benefit of this is quite great, and we want to enjoy them.
Is there anything I've missed as far as information in this conversation is concerned?
I think the one key thing that I was very struck with was the group of citizens that asked me to come up That's really passionate care for their community, and I think that should be hats off to them for wanting to be really proactive and to do such a good deed for the town.
Verna, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much.